2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. This time of the year is always fun. I mean, even though there's still 5 months away till the football season kicks off, this off-season news with the NFL draft, it's just an exciting time for football fans, and we're thrilled, Matt and I, to welcome in our next guest to talk about the NFL draft, Zach Wilson, and catch up with a former BYU great. He's former BYU quarterback and now 3D QB trainer. John Beck joins us now here on Cougar Sports Saturday. John, welcome on into the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Appreciate you hopping on board with us here today, John. And we know you've been a busy guy with all the quarterbacks you've been working with Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Kyle Trask. The list goes on. And can you maybe just describe what, you know, like a typical work day is like for you at 3D QB during a draft preparation?
Yeah, no problem. Our day started with those guys. So every single morning, we start out on the field with those guys. We usually spend hour and a half, hour 40 minutes on the field. And then immediately after our workout, we'd head up to our office where it's either tape, where we go over film review. The beginning of that process started with their individual film review that I would do one-on-one with them. And then once we got through that, then we would do group meetings where we would go over NFL tape. We would install different things from NFL offenses. We would choose certain quarterbacks to watch or certain games. Like during the playoffs, we would watch the defenses that those quarterbacks were going to be facing and try to almost mimic what a game-like week would be like. Like on the Super Bowl, for 3 days, we're quarterbacking one team. For 3 days, we're quarterbacking another. How do we prepare? And then there's days that we try to just focus on also the mental side of quarterbacking, decision-making, thought process, in-game, during the week, all that type stuff. Once our draft guys are out, then that's when time is dedicated to our NFL guys. This time of year, all of our veterans have started training again in preparation for their offseason with their teams. And then once those NFL guys are done, then we usually have times for our college or high school guys. Heading into spring ball, we had a lot of our college quarterbacks that would either come from wherever they're playing in California or whatever schools they're at outside of California, just trying to get dialed in before their spring ball starts. And that's pretty much our day-to-day, unless we're on the road traveling to NFL players. That's like a normal, typical day here at 3DQB.
John Beck is our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday, and we saw you make the rounds for all the pro days, starting in Gainesville, and of course you were here in Provo with Zach, and Zach makes that throw at the end of pro day, and it goes viral, and it goes wild. Take me behind the scenes to that. Is that something you had been working on a while with Zach? And when did you guys decide to put that into the pro day script?
Well, we had throws where we said we wanted to make sure that we had a handful of wow throws. You know, there's certain staple throws you got to make on your script, especially with a year where there wasn't a combine. There's other throws where you want to show different aspects of your abilities. And then you want to always make sure there's some wow throws. And originally that play was scripted to go to the right. And I've shared this story a number of times. And so I'm sorry if it's a repeat of something that people have already heard. But when he left California, we had had that play scripted as going to the right. It's kind of a staple play off of the keeper game within the offenses at San Francisco, the Jets, Atlanta. Those teams will run. And you throw a corner post kind of back against the flow of the direction you're going. And it was a few days after he left California when he's responsible for working on that script with his guys that he actually, we were communicating. And I was like, all right, are you good on everything? Everything's going good. And he said, yeah, but I want to switch something. I want to actually take that keeper throwback and I want to move it to the left. I want to go left and I want to throw it without getting my feet set. So you just, all right, cool. Like if you're going to like feel comfortable and confident and let's nail it. So really it was Zach kind of saying, hey, on my wow throws, I want to do this. And it was great that he nailed it. I mean, he couldn't have thrown it better when it happened.
John, from the time Zach started working with you, and I think it was around spring of 2018, I want to say, you know, to now, what's been maybe the defining characteristics for Zach in his growth as a player, but also a person as you've worked closely with him over the years?
Yeah, I think the best thing I can say is who Zach was before he came to me was a large part of it. And I'm not talking like his skill that he developed. I'm talking the way that he approached developing skill. He already was a talented kid who worked really hard. That was who he was before he came. In the time that we got to spend together, it's because of those qualities and the behaviors that flowed from those things that make Zach who he is, that the work that he put in was able to give him back like a compound growth where it just kept building on top of it, building on top. So for the cool part for me is I still remember what 18-year-old Zach looked like when he was first coming to us. I still remember putting him through his evaluation day, asking him to make certain throws. I still have some of them on video. And a lot of people, if they got to see those throws, to then see who he was during his junior year, who he was on pro day, and how easy those throws came out, they might say, wow, I actually forgot, you know, what he was like when he was 18. Because, it does look so smooth and effortless now, but it came through a ton of hard work. I mean, he had days early on in our training where it was, you know, good days, not great. And he had throws that he missed, and he had things that he needed to work on. And when putting him in tough situations, it didn't work, and he knew he needed to get better at them. So that's why I say a huge predictor of Zach's success was who he was before he came to us. The things that he brought to the table and the way that he worked towards things. And I think it's also the same with his experience at BYU. You know, he's getting to leave BYU a very decorated quarterback. You can talk to probably Kalani, A-Rod, Fessy, those guys. I mean, they recognize those things early, right? But it needs to be polished. It needs to be refined. He needs to add experience to it so there can be the growth. And I know for a lot of fans, you know, they want to see things immediately. But that's not always the case, especially in quarterback development. So for me, the cool thing is getting to remember 18-year-old Zach and getting to see now the Zach that's going to go be a high draft pick. It's really cool because it's just a ton of growth.
And hearing that, you explain that, John, I can't help but think of some of your days at BYU because you had a ton of growth too. You faced adversity and went through a lot of things that's well documented during your time at BYU. Just, I mean, how much fun are you having in your role at 3DQB and being a part of these quarterbacks and these guys' just journeys as football players and as men?
It's one of the aspects that I loved most about my journey as a player, right? It's the part that, like, I don't get to pursue that anymore for myself on the football side. I get to pursue things like that in my personal life when it comes to, you know, learning things. How can I acquire more knowledge? How can I acquire things that will help me be a better coach, a better parent? you know, all those things. But for Zach, it's been cool because when I watched him play as a freshman, now he entered, he entered BYU way more ready than I did. It wasn't even close, and way more polished in some areas. But the journey there's a lot of parallels, right? Like I watched the kid early on that leaned on athleticism to make plays, or you know, had so much trust in himself or in his ability to make a play, and also in like trying to make the perfect throw. And like I recognized probably where the source of a lot of that confidence was coming from. And then you got to see this really cool work ethic. So it's been cool for me as I had to go through a refining process myself as a player. And it's been cool for me to kind of say, all right, I remember this part of the process. I remember some of the things that it took. And I had to go through a lot of those, my own learning experience by myself, to figure them out. This is an opportunity to kind of pass some of those things on to someone so that they don't have to experience it the same way. They got somebody that can kind of help them along in the journey. And the cool thing about Zach is he just soaks all that up. He wants it so bad. And he's got just an insatiable thirst for football knowledge, football skill, all the things that can lead to better performance. And he absolutely loves the game of football. That's the other really cool thing. Sometimes guys' motives are for, you know, the lifestyle, who they can be. You know, they want to be a star. They want to be able to have the house and the cars and all that. And you can feel that. There's some guys that just have a pure love for the game of football. And those are my favorites to coach. And Zach absolutely fits that. He just loves the game of football and loves the challenge that quarterbacking presents. And so because of those things, like I said earlier, that he brought to the table, it made it really cool to see his development. And it's because of those things that he was able to develop in that way.
John Beck is our guest for a few more moments here on Cougar Sports Saturday. How have things changed in the draft process from when you were getting ready to be selected by the Miami Dolphins and what Zach is going through right now?
Well, I think that the league is different in the things that they look for. I think that there's a unique thing that's happening because they are giving guys opportunities like, hey, somebody shows potential. Somebody has a great season. In years past, it was about, hey, we need somebody to demonstrate it for multiple years in college. Very rarely did you see a guy that just had, you know, one flash season and then he gets an opportunity. But nowadays, so much of it is about, hey, when you show me that you can bring something to the table, that's an opportunity of what we can do in a game. A skill set. Hey, this guy shows this skill set. So guys are leaving college football sooner. Guys, when they have a great season, they bounce. So that's one of the differences. Also, what the NFL does, when I was coming out, so much, like I look back at my pro day and just kind of laugh now, because so much of those pro days back then was, all right, you functioned a certain way in college, now go into a pro day and show that you can do what the NFL wants. They want somebody that can get under center, take a 7-step drop back and throw a 20-yard in cut. So there was this like transition. Well, now there's so much carryover between college, NFL, NFL's picking a lot of the college schemes and applying it to their game and vice versa. So now it's more about show me what you can show me, not, hey, show that you can do exactly what these NFL offenses are doing that's different from a college offense. And I think I gave a long answer, but hopefully that made sense.
No, that made a lot of sense, John, and it is fascinating to see how the position has evolved, and now it's like every team is trying to move up to get that next great quarterback they hope to kind of carry a franchise. Maybe if you had to give, I mean, I'm sure you talk to Zach a ton, but if there's any advice you give him, what have you kind of gleaned or given that you'd be willing to share with us, that advice you'd give him to go into the NFL with the team he's going to eventually be selected by?
Well, I try to just tell them it's a process. My experience in the NFL was just a unique one. I think that everybody lands in different circumstances. The circumstance that I landed in was a pretty bad one. And so, you know, it's taught me a lesson, and I share this with all the guys. Like, you don't get to pick the situations that you go into. You don't get to pick the team environment. You don't get to pick when your opportunity comes that you will play on the field. Early on, I share with all the guys, this is what the NFL team that drafted me told me. But here is the reality of how that shook down. They had a plan for me to sit for a few years. 10 games into the season, I'm the starting quarterback, and we haven't won a game yet.
right? You have to be ready for everything. Every quarterback wants to land in a situation that is ideal. Every quarterback wants to go to a team that has weapons and pieces and it's going to be a good fit, all those things. But like I said before, you don't get to pick. It's all a learning process. You have to just do your best. And so for Zach, right, like there's some things that he learned in college that are going to serve him really well in his pro experience. There's some things that you can only learn by going through a pro experience. My hope for him is that the team that drafts him has a good situation set up for him. He's going to go extremely high. And because he goes extremely high, an entire organization is going to want to see him succeed. As long as those people stay in the building and, you know, some team doesn't do something drastic where they fire the whole building, get a new GM, a new everybody, as long as that doesn't happen, he's going to have multiple years where they're going to do everything they can for him to be successful. His thing is don't try too hard. Don't feel like because you're, you know, the second pick of the draft that you have to go out there and be perfect from the get-go. Nobody's expecting that. They picked you because of who they believe you will become, not because who they need you to be immediately. And teams know that. Like, the people that pick him, they know that. You know, sometimes media, sometimes fans, all that can expect things very quickly, but it doesn't always work out like that. You know, there are situations like somebody would say, yeah, but what about Justin Herbert? Look how great he did. Well, his situation's not like everybody else's. And, yes, he did a lot of great things, but a lot of those things were done off script. You know, Justin didn't even know he was going to play in his first start. He's standing on the sideline and kind of got tossed in. Justin's a great athlete. Justin did a lot of things from an athletic standpoint that for him now, his big thing is going to be repeating that season. He now has to deal with expectations of being the reigning rookie of the year, right? And all of that brings with it its own pressures and all those things. So, you know, for Zach, that's the way I talk to Zach, right? Like, I just look at it as you have a great situation. You've earned it because of the way you played in college. You don't know how it's going to shake down. You know, you could go to a team that could be a really good team. And the team, and like everybody's saying, how on earth did this team that had a high draft pick all of a sudden be this good? You could also be in a situation that they once again are showing the reason why they had a top three pick, you know? So really it's about handling situations. I talked to Zach like how I talked to everybody else. You got to have the tools and you have to work to gain tools while you're there. Drew Brees, the Tom Brady's, all those guys, they had to gain those things as they experienced their first few years in the league. And it's because of what they improved on and how they adapted their game to succeed. That's why they're successful now. And Zach will have to do the same.
He's BYU legend John Beck and 3D QB trainer. John, I could go on for hours talking with you. You're always so great. We always appreciate having you on to the program. Appreciate you. And congrats on all the success that you've had in your career post-football. Doing a fantastic job, and I know Cougar Nation always loves seeing former Cougs like yourself have all the success in the world. So thanks again, John.
Yep, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
It's John Beck here on Cougar Sports Saturday. We've got to get to a break. More BYU football talk after this here on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.